Anyhow, I brought a super program, so they're going to be sad that they missed it. Jamie Gundle, the agronomy specialist at the University Extension at Alton, don't you know him? And then they have a new person in the office, Kara Shaw. I believe you're going to be working with the 4-H, and I think they're going to be telling us a little bit about that. So without further ado, I'm just going to turn it over to these guys, okay?
All right. Welcome, guys.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Appreciate you guys having us down. Thank you, Fred, for inviting us. We appreciate it. I've been to a couple of Rotary meetings here before, but it's been probably 4 or 5 years since I was at one. Pam Eakey invited me to the last one I was at, and I believe Lynn Hobbs brought me to the first one. So I'm the agronomy specialist with MU Extension for Oregon County. Our office is in the Oregon County Courthouse there in Alton. We're on the first floor right next to the stairs where they go up to the second floor. And we're kind of the best kept secret in a lot of parts of the state. There is an extension office in every county in Missouri. And they're not all open full time, but there is an office present. And we offer a lot of different services. So being the agronomy specialist, I work with farmers, help them manage their pastures, hay fields, crops, things like that. So in this area, we're working a lot with pastures and hay fields, and I kind of have to have a basic understanding of how that's going to affect the animals, too. We offer soil testing services through our office, send those to the university lab. They come back to me, and then I make recommendations on them and help farmers out with that. We offer hay and forage testing through our office. We can test pressure gauge canners and just offer a lot of different services. And we kind of like to say that we are your kind of your one-stop shop for research-based information on just about anything. We have specialists all across the state. We're a statewide network. We can even reach out to other states and partner with them. We have specialists in nutrition and health. We have specialists in business development, business management. We have specialists in community development, economic development, and then we have human and environmental science specialists. We have one that's based in Poplar Bluff, and he's been doing some work over here with the Alton and Thayer Senior Centers and doing some education for those. He does some things on, Alzheimer's and dementia. He does different trainings on how to help people stay healthy and keep their balance, how to keep their mind sharp, how to do estate planning. He does a little bit of everything, so we're glad to get him over here. Like I say, we've got a lot of different services that we offer. They're specialists in just about everything. We do have livestock specialists on the ag side. We have ag business, and then we have agronomy. We also have horticulture specialists. So if any of you garden or raise flowers or anything, we've got specialists we can put you in contact with on that. We did have a fruit grafting workshop back in March, I believe it was. Do have a grazing school coming up the end of this month, May 24th through the 26th. I'm hoping to get to do it down here in Thayer, but my holdup right now is we spend the afternoons of the first 2 days out in the field doing some exercises, and we like to have farms with established grazing systems so that we can kind of show people what we've been talking about in the classroom portions, and I'm still working on getting those farms lined up. I've got another office that's partnering with me to help me out on that, and they haven't got back to me with any suggestions, but hoping to get all the details on that nailed down here in probably the next week. We've already got several signed up, but do have a couple slots left open if you know of anybody interested on that. It's a really good program. We are working on a canning class probably the end of this month, actually probably be into June sometime. I just found out this morning that the farmer's daughter in Thayer, they're doing some type of canning class. I wasn't aware of it until this morning, but I think it's just kind of a quick overview. It's only going to be like an hour or two one evening. The canning class that we're working on getting scheduled, it's going to be kind of a marathon all-day deal. Going to go over two different methods of canning, and then anything that's done in the class you get to take home with you. So still working on getting that one done. That's one of our nutrition specialists that's going to take care of that. Like I say, we just kind of do a little bit of everything. We even get questions that we don't have specialists in. It's kind of off the wall, and, you know, we'll do research on it, and we look for research-based information. So whatever information or recommendations we give you, you know there's going to be information to back that up. Like I say, I work with a lot of farmers. I do farm visits, so I'll actually come out to the farm, meet with them one-on-one, look specifically at their operation, what their situation is, what they might be having issues on, and how I can help, and that's kind of tailored to them. And then we also offer some different, you know, educational classes and things like that. If you guys ever have suggestions for classes that you would like to see in Oregon County, please feel free to reach out to us. We'd love to get more in here. And like I say, we've got specialists on about everything. Even if it's something I don't cover, I can probably find somebody that will cover it. Anybody have any questions for me real quick?
One of the things I used to notice when I was at the courthouse a lot and was working with there was a rack that kept a lot of the materials out.
Yep.
The University Extension has something about everything. If you've got a question about whether it's to raise a calf or put a shingle on a house, how to do that.
Right.
Is there a way to access a list of that information?
So there is a list. We are actually in the entire university system. We are actually in the very middle of a huge publication review right now. So we're looking through every publication that's been published since Extension came into existence. We're deciding which ones need to just be pitched because they're irrelevant anymore, which ones need to be revised, and which ones need to be completely redone. And we're in the process of that. That's all kind of being done at the state and campus level. And I believe there is a list, but it's just kind of a master list that we keep internally. But you can go to extension.missouri.edu, and you can usually search for whatever topic you're interested in. And if we have guide sheets on there, those should pop up. Our website is a little difficult to navigate, and even some of our higher-ups on campus agree with us on that, and they're working on trying to get that done, but they just spent a lot of money to redo that website about 3 years ago, and they don't want to dump a whole lot of money back into it to try and fix it again. One thing that I kind of recommend to people if they're looking for information from the University of Missouri is to actually do a Google search. Type in whatever your topic is, and then after you type that in, just put the word Missouri afterwards. And usually, if the University of Missouri has information on it, it'll be at the very top of the list. It may not be the top one, but it'll be in the top two or three choices whenever your search comes up. And we do keep a lot of publications out. Barb is our office secretary. She does a phenomenal job with that. She keeps stuff printed off. She orders publications. We've got racks outside our office, inside our office, and she keeps those really well stocked. And then a couple other things not really related to the education side. So our office does the 911 addressing for Oregon County. We've contracted with the commissioners to do that. The person that was previously in CARES Commission was a three-quarter time position, and we want to try and make that position full-time, but we needed to secure the funding for it. So I started meeting with the commissioners and kind of tossing around ideas, and they said, hey, we're kind of looking for somebody to take this over. Would you be interested if we could kick in some funding? So we've been doing that. I believe this is our third year that we're doing that. Barb and I, and I'm guessing we'll probably try and pull Carrie in to help with this. We do most of the work for the Oregon County Backpack Program. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but we purchase food usually from HARPS, and we bag the food up. We take it out to the schools, and they send it home with kids that are in need just to make sure they have something to eat over the weekend. Usually there's two cans of ravioli, two packs of oatmeal, and two packages of like peanut butter crackers that go out in each bag. It's a very discreet program. The nurses come into the classroom when the kids are at lunch or recess. They just put the bag straight into the kid's backpack so other kids aren't seeing it. The parents have to sign off on it, but the school nurses are the ones that have to decide which kids get it. So it's a great program. We've been doing that. You know, it was going on before I ever got here, but you know, we're always kind of looking for support with that and stuff. We're in pretty good shape right now as far as purchasing our food, but every now and then we do kind of get in a bind. And so, you know, we may reach out to you guys at some point to kind of help us, you know, maybe ask for some donations and things like that.
I think we do, don't we, Bill? Does it take money to go through that program?
No, it's the August Back to school.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm not here to solicit or anything. I was just throwing that out there. I wanted to mention that we also run that through our office. Like I say, we usually do pretty well. We usually get from donations from HARPS every year, and we have some people that support it. And the only thing, it's not that we're trying to be picky, but if anybody does feel led to donate, we do request just monetary donations, because as we're sending this food home, we want to make sure that it's consistent in every bag, because we don't want kids to, pull it out on the school bus on the way home. One go, well, why'd you get that? And I got this. So we try and keep everything the exact same. And like I say, it's not that we're ungrateful for stuff that people have brought in, but we've had situations where people have donated food and we didn't have enough to really go around or cover a group of students, so we haven't been able to use it in those situations. But I say we do a little bit of everything. We have information on just about everything. Always open to programming options if you guys are interested in something. We try and do a lot of community stuff. Barb and I are both board members on the Oregon County Farmers Market, and we both kind of played a role in getting that started. We'd had multiple people come to our office asking if there were local markets that they could sell produce at, and we kind of found a need, so we kind of started reaching out to some folks that we knew had experience with farmers markets in other counties, and we formed a board, got together, got that going. Like I say, we're just tied into a lot of different things, and as much as we're into, there's a lot of people that don't even know we exist, where we're at, or what we can offer. So I think that was kind of a big reason Fred wanted us to come down today, is just kind of remind everybody that we're here, and we're here to help you out how we can. And I'd like for Kara to speak for just a minute if she could. And I know Fred kind of introduced her, but just give everybody a heads up. She may not be able to answer a lot of questions. She's brand new. This is her first week in this position. So, and I can tell you, just from being in the office and having a 4-H person in there, 4-H is a complicated program to learn. There is a lot that goes into it. So far, she's doing great. And we're really happy to have her on board. I've got some cards here. I'll make sure I get everybody one. Kara's new, hasn't got cards yet, but you'll be able to contact her through the same number. She'll be in our office. So I'll pass these out if nobody has any questions.
You anticipate any Army Worm problems this year?
Oh, yes, actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. So I know that true Army Worms, which are the ones we see in the spring, were found in Howe County this week. So I need to get the word out.
There's some here in Oregon. I got some. I saw some on the highway going towards Auburn the other day.
Okay. So, yeah, they're here. I probably actually need to get in contact with you or somebody at the station to kind of get the word out on that. They're most active early in the morning or late in the evening. They don't really like the heat of the day and the sunlight. They'll kind of hide from that. You basically need to look at them. If they're too big, if they're over an inch long, they're usually close enough to pupation that it's not really going to be justified to go in and spray them at that point. The best thing that we have going for us in the spring, the spring army worms, they have a natural predator. There's a type of parasitic wasp. And, if they attack one of those army worms, they'll basically, it almost kind of mummifies that worm. And usually you can find them, you'll find them stuck on top of the stem, and it'll just be kind of like an empty black shell. And if they're parasitized, you don't count those in your threshold if you're determined whether or not to spray. The threshold is 3 or more worms per square foot. And I need to get some information put together on that. I've been out of the office a lot in the last couple of weeks, so like I say, I just heard about it the other day, and the days that I'm in the office, I'm trying to get caught up on what I missed while I was out. So, but I do need to definitely get the word out on that. We'll be looking for this fall, too. Of course, tons of questions this year on fertilizing, what to do, how to manage with high fertilizer prices, and it's been very situationally based. There hasn't really been a one-size-fits-all answer for everybody. A lot of folks can't afford to fertilize. There's a few that can't afford not to fertilize. These prices are absolutely ridiculous. In some cases, people are paying triple what they paid last year for the same mix. Everything is at least double, but in a few situations, like I say, I've seen it be closer to triple. Chemicals a little bit higher. It goes up a little bit every year, on average about 2%. But this year, it's taken a pretty good jump. It's not as ridiculous as fertilizer, but it's up there. Like I say, I fielded tons of questions on that. I have folks that have already sold cattle and downsized their herds. I have folks that have bought hay. I've had folks that, you know, they still fertilize, but they cut back on the rate, or they cut back on the number of acres that they fertilize. I've got some folks that just, they're not doing anything. They're just going to ride it out as long as they can. And like I say, it's been kind of very situationally based on, you know, what situation they're in and kind of what their plan is. A big recommendation I've pushed to a lot of people, there is still some hay for sale out there that's reasonable. It's not cheap, but it's reasonable. And I only expect it to get higher this year with as high as fertilizer is and as high as fuel is. I would say any hay that's sold throughout this summer and fall is going to be ridiculously priced. So I've encouraged a lot of folks to go ahead and buy hay now if they could find it. I haven't checked in a couple of weeks, but I know the last time I checked, I could still find quite a bit. You can find it on Craigslist. Sometimes you'll see it on Facebook Marketplace. The Missouri Department of Agriculture actually has a Missouri Hay Directory. If you can find it, and you can find hay for sale all over the state. I haven't been on there in a while. I just don't think there's a whole lot of people that know about it, and there's usually not a lot of hay on there. And if you do find some on there, it can be anywhere in Missouri, and it may be far enough away that the trucking would cost more than what it would be worth to have it. So, again, that just kind of depends on everybody's situation. But any other questions? All right. Well, thank you guys again. I'll hand everybody a card here.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm Kara. I'm very new to all of this. So, like you said, it was my first week at, in the office. I've been to Eminence for training with my specialist. And then yesterday I was actually in Poplar Bluff for a category meeting. And what we discussed out there, we were getting ready for Camp Allen, which is a day camp for the youth. We actually, what is new about it this year, technically they started it yet last year. They started letting Clover Buds, which is our 5 to 7 group, start to attend, and usually it was just our 8 to 8 and up group. So we've been talking about that, getting ready for that. So basically what we do, we run solely off volunteers, which I'm supposed to, my position is youth program associate, so I help those volunteers, teach these kids to have skills that lead for leading, and what was I going to say? So 4-H is a part of the University of Missouri Extension, is publicly supported by state, county, and federal governments, as well as private resources. That's about all I have so far, what I'm doing right now. I know next week I go to Columbia for some more training to hopefully figure out the basis of the whole program. I know right now we are really into our fair. With the Heart of the Ozarks Fair, we're starting that. I know it's June 6th through the 11th, and I'm in the process of getting the kids registered and all ready for that. So we're getting signs made for their animals, and they're turning their stuff in and trying to get all their stuff organized so they can go and show.
Is there more than one 4-H group in the county? Or is there an organized group?
Right now, I think it's just the Oregon County 4-H group, and it's kids from all over, like all in Oregon County, like the Couch kids, the Kosh kids, their kids, and Alton kids. So, and anybody else, like homeschools. I'm not really for sure how much homeschool we have
We've got several homeschool students that are in 4-H. We're definitely open to having more 4-H clubs. Having one in Bayer, have one in each kind of city or each school district or something like that. But like she said, 4-H relies a lot on volunteers, and without the volunteers, we're not able to do that. We've only got a couple of volunteers right now, and it's a lot easier instead of spreading in so thin, trying to cover four or five different clubs, to just kind of pull everything under one club. And we did that a couple of years ago, just to simplify it. At one point, there were like five or six clubs on record. Two of them had basically disappeared years before that. And the others, it was just so hard to keep up with what everybody was doing. So we just kind of pulled everything together while we had a few folks willing to work on it. And then hopefully we can kind of recruit people and kind of grow it and expand it through that.
How many members do you have in the 4-H club?
I'm not really for certain right now. I know this sounds awful that I don't know, but they haven't set me up on 4-H online. I can't look at my members. I can't look at my volunteers. But I think when I saw there was about 26 total, so that includes volunteers and students, kids. I'm hoping to make that a lot bigger. But like I said, I need volunteers to help with my projects and stuff. And me and Barb have been brainstorming ideas for projects. I know there can be in school, after school, SPIN, which is special interest clubs, which I have a few ideas for that as well. And I would like to, I know right now is not the time to start our school clubs, but for next year I have some ideas for that as well. So I'm really excited to get that going. Is there anything that you all would like to see in the community, like any recommendations for things you would like to see them do?
I don't have any suggestions like that, but I couldn't hear you at the beginning. Did you give a little of your background?
Oh, no, I did not. I'm sorry. I'm actually from right down the road in Sydney, Arkansas. Grew up there. I grew up on a small cow-calf operation with my father. He's actually third generation on our bit of land that we have. So I have background in that. I went to University of Arkansas Community College in Batesville and got my associate's degree in just general studies. And then I decided that I always wanted to have some sort of ag degree, so I went to Arkansas State and got my bachelor's in animal science. And then I worked at a vet clinic down there for a while, then I moved up here, worked at Hershey's for a little while, and I worked at the bakery, and I actually had met Jamie last year in March, and he had mentioned this ag business job, and then that kind of was something different happened with that, and then he actually told me about this job, and I was very interested in, so I applied for it and I got it, and so now I'm here.
Congratulations.
Sure. Any more questions for me that I hope I can answer or Jamie can answer?
All right. Well, Jamie,